Leaders from the Bristol Bay Native Corporation are in Washington, D.C., pushing members of Congress to support the forthcoming EPA watershed assessment and to increase protections for the salmon fishery in Bristol Bay. APRN's Peter Granitz reports.
The state of Alaska would approve or deny the Pebble Partnership's application for permits for the Pebble Gold and Copper Mine. Final applications have not been submitted yet, but the Environmental Protection Agency could use its power under the Clean Water Act to veto the plan outright. That's a scenario the Alaska delegation and the Bristol Bay Native Corporation both oppose. Jason Matrokin is the president of BBNC. Speaking at a noisy coffee shop on Capitol Hill, Matrokin said the company still supports the EPA assessment because it could protect the salmon by limiting some elements of the proposed mine.
It doesn't have to have overarching repercussions. It doesn't have to be an overreaching policy statement, but they can simply increase those protection for the fish and still allow the Pebble Mine developers to submit permit applications.
Matrokin did not elaborate on what a suitable mine would look like. He's touring Capitol Hill with Peter Andrew, a commercial fisherman from Dillingham. When he talks to lawmakers, he goes for the personal approach, emphasizing the importance the food plays locally.
I mean, if you look across America today, it had some droughts that had impacts on corn and wheat and so on, so the cost of food is going up. So people need to look into the future and recognize that a food source of this magnitude is absolutely warrant for protection.
Combine that with Matrokin's pitch. Bristol Bay Native Corporation operates in 49 states.
We may have an office in their district that employs 50 people, and these are 50 good paying jobs with good benefits and support for education, and BBNC is the type of company that really supports communities.
Translation, BBNC has something in your district far away from Western Alaska, which you need. That helps get a member of Congress on board with the corporation's Pebble agenda. Matrokin is hoping that members of Congress will support the watershed assessment the EPA will release soon. Many, including the state and Pebble Partnership, question the accuracy and authority of the assessment. The Pebble Partnership will release its own scientific review of the project. Mike Heatwall is a vice president with the group. He says Pebble will hold hearings in Anchorage October 2nd through 4th discussing the latest findings on fish, wildlife, and water quality. But he cautions the EPA assessment will not speed up the company's permit application.
We still need to put together a development plan that meets a lot of our own internal criteria, that lives up to the high standards we've set for ourselves and, frankly, that Alaskans have for this project.
Chief among them, how do you protect the health of the fishery? That's an issue the BBNC folks are bringing up in D.C. They say the EPA needs to have higher standards of protection now. If that were the case, Matrokin argues, Pebble could move forward with more clarity. And he says, instituting more rigorous protections now makes sense because it will just be harder later. In his eyes, the permitting is the end.
History will show you in Alaska that once they start the permitting process, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of when.
But neither side would hazard a guess just when that might be. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.